Blog Talk Radio.
Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today. It's been a while since I've hosted an episode of this show. I was traveling for a couple of weeks over the last month, and before that, I was having terrible, terrible technical difficulties, and last week was having some of that too. So it's been a little bit frustrating to not be able to get on and continue the show and have the show, but I've tried to just go with the flow and figure out some of the technical issues. And, you know, I've found that sometimes those, when you're progressing in the light and in your awakening, that you do attract some of the what feels like the opposite, sometimes I just attribute it to collective ego, and you know, our own individual ego does everything it can to shut us down and keep us trapped there in that smallness, but so does the collective ego and the immense fear of so many people. And we have a world that feeds the fears and doesn't really want to get out of the old paradigms. That's too scary. And I think sometimes when we're really moving forward in that light, we just indirectly or directly attract that. So it's just something to keep in mind as you move on your own path, that when there are those obstacles and it seems like everything you're doing gets smacked down or things, you know, jump up and mess it up, take a breath and realize that maybe it is because you're making progress. So in that little tiny sense, even though it's very, very frustrating, in that little sense, you can have a little peace and maybe even say, well, maybe it's a good sign. It feels like not a good sign. It feels incredibly frustrating, but maybe it's because things are getting kind of hot in that light. So keep that in mind, because I have a feeling a lot of you are facing some of those things that feel like just constant distractions, and you want to be on that spiritual path, but it's kind of tough. So today's topic is choosing your surroundings to enhance spiritual growth. And I think that these distractions and energies and vibrations that seem to get in our way, we can partly control them, or maybe control is not the best word, but we can be selective so that we are choosing the vibrations and the surroundings and the energy that will continue to enhance our spiritual growth, even though we may have those obstacles that are just part of life in this dimension and certainly part of the old ways and maybe even some ego resistance, either individually or collectively. So I think it's something right now that's very important to think about and to go through your own surroundings and decide what is enhancing and what is dragging you down. I do like to go through, if you're a first-time listener to this show, I'll give you a little brief synopsis for how it works. I usually go through a topic like I am right now that I just decide usually the morning of the show. I try to keep this show somewhat freestyle because I like to allow spirit to come through me as best I can and just allow spirit to use my voice to communicate and to enhance other people's spiritual growth. So I don't make it too planned. I start the show with some sort of general topic, and I also go through different ways that I connect with people and that you might want to take part in. And then I open the lines to callers, and I do what I call mini readings, intuitive readings that I do right here online, and I do them very quick. Not a full-blown reading that goes through everything in your life or any of that kind of thing, but just very quick for what is your best step now on your spiritual journey. So I usually see things in order to be able to get to these very quick readings. It's kind of cool how spirit speaks to me and through me. But I see things in kind of a charade fashion. And I'll see an image or two or get a feeling that narrows things down for that what is your best step now. And they're usually very random, but they almost always come back to have some meaning. So when someone calls in, I just like to have your first name, and I usually ask where you're from. It's just kind of fun to hear where everybody's from. And then if you have a question, then you go ahead and ask me the question, and as you're speaking, I usually get these images, and then we tie them back together. So it's really fun how Spirit does this and the way that they use just a couple of little images and it can come together so clearly for me, and it really just amazes me. And I feel like for them to communicate with us, it can take up a lot of their energy and our energy if done in a traditional sense, like, you know, we hear about in the Bible the big booming, you know, what we think is, was the big booming voice from God or whatever. And I think it comes more often through feelings and little visuals. I think that's the most effective and the quickest way. So I think when we open ourselves to that kind of communication, then things can happen very fast that way, and a lot can come through in a tiny, tiny bit of time. If you're interested, I do the deeper readings that are about 45 minutes to an hour. I usually actually start the reading before I speak to someone on the phone, and I meditate and begin to get connected and write a whole lot of things down, and then we talk through it for about 45 minutes. If you are interested in that, I have a little website that I built years ago. Very simple little website, but it tells about a little bit of my journey, and it's called angelstouchtherapy.com. angelstouchtherapy.com. And on there, on the services link, you can see about the readings that I do that are more in-depth, and it can provide wonderful insight. I get feedback that just blows me away and gives me chills and usually makes me start crying that can come from this reading and from me just being willing to open up that way and offer that to others. And then it brings that out in other people too. We all have this ability to communicate with spirit. We just have to start using it, and the more we use it, the more clear we are. So that is available. It's by phone, so it doesn't really matter where you are. We can connect that way. So go on that site, angelstouchtherapy.com, if you're curious about that. And if you just want to read more in general about energy healing work. And on that same site, I am creating a class. It's going to start this month. It's an online class. I'm doing it probably a webinar style. And it is a method of energy healing that I guess I can say I developed. That kind of just like come through me. I have done a lot of things like Reiki and that sort of healing, and that's what really, really opened me up in a bigger way spiritually. And so I'm always in awe of that. I'm always inspired by the use of it. But I also realize that for many, that connection with more familiar ideas and symbols, you know, Reiki is Japanese and I love it and I know there's love behind it and that's all that matters to me, but there are also ways that if that seems too intimidating to you or too confusing, that's what my angels touch healing is going to be, much more familiar, easy, I think easier for some people to attach to or align with and understand. So it's a free class. It's the first time I've offered it this way. I have taught and attuned a few people to it, and it does activate something inside you that's different. And like I said, for me, that kind of thing is the Reiki is what really, really opened me up to gifts. So I know that it is going to do that to some, if not all, of the people in this class. But it's a free class. You can go to that same website, angelstouchtherapy.com, and there's information. If you just email me, the link and everything is on that site so that you can email me, and you put angel healing class in your email, then I'll know you want to be part of the class. And I did also, for those that have also already emailed me, because I had really planned on doing this class some while back, but many, many things kind of pushed that off, including selling my house and then having to move and pack and move to another state. And so lots of things have been going on. So there are some people that have been on that list for a while, and I did send out an email recently, a couple weeks ago, to let them know that it's starting soon, and I'll keep them updated. If you have sent me an email in the past to be part of the class and you did not receive that update, email me again, because it may have gotten lost. I get a lot of email. That's why I ask that people that are emailing about the class be sure and put that in their subject line, Angels Healing class or something of that nature, so I can pull it out that way and not miss anyone. So anyway, let's see. I'm moving right through my updates, and I'm going to get back to the actual topic. My Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, is really the single biggest way I communicate with people on a more daily basis, and it's where I offer a lot of positive thought and ideas. It's Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and we go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles loosely. It's not the only topic of the page, although it has become even more and more largely the topic of it. But I put a lot of my own thoughts and things that come to me, as well as other positive spiritual thought from authors. And if you're familiar with Hay House and some of those authors, those kinds of ideas. And we have some good discussions. So if you're on Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, if you just look for that page and like it, we're up to something like, 240-something thousand likes now, which is amazing. Back in December, I think I was shooting, I was amazed when it was getting to 60,000 all of a sudden. So go to that page. It's really a way to lift up. And with today's topic being choosing your surroundings to enhance spiritual growth, those kind of pages and sites and utilizing Facebook that way can be tremendous in changing your day-to-day vibe and what you're letting in, so that what you're putting out is positive and light, because we're so bombarded with the negatives. You know, everything's going to hell in a handbasket, and everything's terrible, and the world's in an awful place, and the country's in an awful place. We hear so much of that that it is absolutely imperative that you counter that, and I believe also diminish the negative fill it with more positive, because we have no idea the miracles that are right here for us. It's just that everything else tells us the opposite. So there's no way that we can get out of that if we aren't willing to shift into the more positive and make that the largest part of our expression and what we allow around us. We have to, first off, find the balance, and then secondly, let the positive overtake the negative. I believe that one powerful thought is has the ability to overtake many, many negative ones, but we still see so many people that walk around in the very negative vibrations, and so what does that tell you? They aren't having many positive thoughts, because if they were holding some true positive thoughts and faith, then they wouldn't linger in that space. So as we allow that and create that in our own environment, it lifts us up. We have light. We become light. And whether we realize it or not, that ripples to other people. And if they're walking around in glum and doom, if they want to have light, they will have it from us. And it doesn't really matter if we're saying anything. Simply being the light is very, very valuable to the world and to other people. So those kinds of pages and things that you are selective in what you hear can make a tremendous difference in your spiritual growth. If you begin to drown out everything that says how awful things are and all the diseases you're going to get, and you start to align with spirit, you realize that that's really not true. It's the collective ego and all the fears that have piled on and on and on and on, and our strange attachment to that versus our attachment to miracles and the beauty and the power that we have within. So it's very important. And things like Facebook, if you're obviously you're internet active, if you're on this show, listening to this show, you can set it up to be very positive. And later today, I'm going to post a link that my friend Kathy posted yesterday or the day before that was about how you can, I guess it was trick Facebook or get around some of their things today that where they're selective in what you see. And one way is the things that you like and the pages you visit most often and where you comment and click like on things sets it up for you to get more of those things sometimes, but not always. And there are some ways that you can be very selective in going through the pages you've liked and maybe unliking some of them that you realize aren't really benefiting your light and aren't lifting you up. So I will post that on that link that guides you through it, because I used it yesterday after she posted it, and it just made me feel good. Some of the pages that supposedly I liked, I don't recall liking that. I don't know how they got on there, but even some of the ones I liked in the past, that I realized, you know, they're kind of clogging up my news feed, and I want to be very selective. And so we do have some control over that, or some say in things like that, just like we have say in everything in our life. And we have to learn to the things that you can feel are sucking the life out of you, you have to move away from. You have to find ways to fill those moments and those spaces, those energetic spaces, with something that does not suck the life out of you, but actually makes you feel alive. And it can be some hard choices sometimes, but it's your spirit and your soul that's crying out for it. And if you find yourself tired, frustrated, in poor health, aggravated all the time, then it's up to you to begin to shift that so that the miracles can come through to you. So that you can be the light, you can receive the light, you can receive love and joy, and then be it. So this may sound like a topic that's, not that big of a deal, what you surround yourself in. I promise you, it's a very big deal. And we're at a time where energy is getting stronger and stronger. The light is getting stronger. It's pulling us in that direction. But when that happens, the collective ego wants to stay important. It wants to be a force and continue to be a force. And it will reach its claws into you. And you have to be selective and say no to those things that are going to help ego cling and drag you down and suck the life out of you. So keep those things in mind every single day. Get up, and if you're having a bad day, stop yourself and say, I'm going to shift this to something positive. And if there are things I can't change and control, I'm going to make a decision to move them out of my life or less important in my life so that I can allow the light and the important and the positive to come through in shining ways. And when you do that, you're affecting the people around you. So you may think, well, I'm distancing myself from this person or this friend because, gosh, that person drags me down. It's driving me kind of crazy. But if you shift out of it, then your light and your energy has the ability to affect them if they're willing to receive that as well. So it's not abandoning anyone or anything. It's deciding that there's something better and that you want to be part of that. And that's really important. My last thing before I start to go to the callers is a couple years ago, I wrote a book that told a little bit about my awakening and how it came for me, and that can be helpful for you on your path, I believe. I know it's been helpful for some that have read it. And that book is called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble. On Amazon, you can get a Kindle version or an ebook version, and that is only 99 cents. So if you can spring for the 99 cents and just try it out, that's, I think, awesome, and that's you taking a step to allow things into your awareness and into your present moment that might enhance your spiritual path. And that's when you're saying, I'm ready and I'm willing. Willing is sometimes a big one. Willing, to say we're willing, we have to take some steps. So that can be a step for you. There is also a paperback and a hardcover version. I actually wrote the book so that each chapter is freestanding, that you could read it alone and it makes sense to you, so that people could also, you know, you can read it cover to cover, like sort of like a progressive story, or you can just open it up to a page and a chapter and read that chapter. So I wrote it that way, and in that sense, having the actual book in your hand is very good. But if you just want to read it and see what touches you, and you want to do that quickly, and it's not a long read, I also wanted to make it simple, everyday language that everybody could relate to. I didn't want to try to get lofty or heavy. So it's something you could sit down in a day and read and see what it does for you if it touches you. Again, that's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Amazon in a Kindle version, also available in paperback and hardcover on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. So please do check it out. And on Amazon, you can read reviews. Well, you can read reviews on Barnes & Noble. I think there are more on Amazon because that's been the bigger vehicle. But you will also be able to click on the book and read maybe a chapter or two to get that first feel for it. So please do that. I think it will help you step into a place to perhaps change your vibration and your surroundings and your outlook and help you see your spiritual path in a new way and how you might relate to mine. And it's always good when we can relate those kind of stories about our own miracles and our own path and how magical it can be. Okay, I am going to callers now. We've got a couple people waiting and I'm rambling on, so I'm going to get right to that. If you'd like to call in for your own little mini reading, the number is 347-633-9823. And I do urge you to call if you're feeling that push. Sometimes angels push us and nudge us, and sometimes they even give us a shove. So be courageous. I don't bite. It's always a call with love and received with love, and I always ask that all those listening send love to every person that has the courage to call. And one last thing, I usually say who I'm going to click on the caller by area code, so that kind of gives you an alert. You'll hear a computer voice that says something like unmuted, and that means you're live so that you can start talking. I usually ask for your first name and a question. If you don't want to give your true first name, just tell me that it's a made-up first name, because I don't want to get any energy that's like something's not true or right, or, and I don't want that to get in the way of any kind of reading. So you can make up any name. I don't care. You can be Betty Rubble if you want to be. But just tell me that if you don't want to give your real name. Okay, first call is area code 901. Thank you so much for waiting, and you'll be live soon. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you? This is Lanice.
Lanice, okay. Have I spoken to you before, Lanice?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
looking for something from the angels, and your show was on, and I was like, well, I'll listen to the show.
Okay. Well, it's funny, you know, when I do these readings, I usually don't remember a whole lot, and that's helpful to me so that I don't have all these things in my head. They just sort of go blank. But there was a familiarity when I heard your voice. So I'm glad you called again. I hope that the last reading helped you.
Yes, it has.
Okay. All right. Do you have a specific question?
Well, I didn't really have a question. I was going to listen,
okay.
But since I'm on.
Oh, okay. That is one thing that I should probably ask. Some people may just be listening through their phone. So,
No problem.
Well,
I
actually have something for you. So if you want me to share it, I will. But if,
please,
you know, if you want to listen. I'm feeling a struggle that I'm seeing as a tug of war. I see it over, I wrote down pain in heart, but I'm kind of feeling solar plexus area too, you know, which is right below the heart. And so it feels like to me, because the solar plexus is our courage and, you know, we hold fear there, and that it's something that really plays on your heart, but that you're a little bit afraid to approach or bring up or deal with, because I don't know, it feels like you're feeling torn that way, and you're not sure what dealing with it might bring, I guess. That's how I would describe it. Is there anything that, does that make sense at all to you about anything?
Well, it makes sense about a lot of things.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why I was feeling that. Maybe you're feeling it. Okay. Feels like there's one that's bigger than all the others, or maybe even the root of the others. And you don't have to share it with me if you don't want to. But I'm going to try to ask for what you should do about it. Is there something that comes to mind as it, the big one that plays on your heart?
Well, relationship. I'm not in a relationship. I've been single for a long time, and I'm not really wanting to be in the career that I'm in, so there's two things.
Okay. This feels like to me a hurt that's from way back, and maybe it plays into your relationships or lack of relationships. I want to say childhood, but I'm actually feeling like, have you ever done any past life kind of work? Or I say past life because that's our common word for it. I actually think that perhaps it's even concurrent life, you know, because time really is not, we feel time in this existence we live, so it's past in our perception of it, but that maybe it's even concurrent, but that's really beside the point. Have you ever done that like that past life type work to go into other experiences that your soul has had that might be affecting this experience?
Well, that's a complex answer there. Yes, I actually have. And
okay.
To my amazement, it has actually been revealed to me about my most recent past life. It's a long story, but I know exactly who I was in my most recent past life, and I'm actually about to go to Mexico to do some research on it.
Okay, I got chills as you were talking. The reason that past life has been revealed to you is because it's bringing up a hurt, a pain that if you heal, you'll have an explosion in spirit, and it is affecting you somehow in this life. So that was revealed to you to heal and deal with. Now, one thing I like to remind people is when the past life comes up, you can choose to heal it right then and there. You can choose to rewrite the script, so to speak, because we are ultimately always in control of our experience and what happens. If it was something that was traumatic, we can change it. Oh, I didn't get beheaded. I did. I'm fine. And it didn't matter that I did, because I'm everlasting. I'm eternal. It really doesn't matter. So if there was a hurt, you know, of the heart, or I'm good, I'm still here, I'm not a body, I'm spirit, and it doesn't matter that it felt terrible and hurtful, and it's lingering as a shadow, but it's not going to anymore, because now I realize that I'm eternal. I'm light forever, as long as I remember that. So I feel like that was revealed to you. It's fabulous that you are going to, I take it that you're kind of returning to the setting that was similar. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. That is fabulous. And it's going to heal something in your heart and even into the solar plexus, both of those chakras is what I'm feeling. And it's really going to open you up in a new way. It's going to change things like relationship or your frustration with it, because it all goes back to that. And So I'm just thrilled for you that you are having the courage to take those steps and address it, and just know that in like the blinking of an eye, you can be rid of that and be restored to your wholeness in that area. So it's fabulous. I'm so glad you've already explored that, and I'm so glad that I brought that up. Because that's how important it is for you right now. And the great thing about it is you already know that. You're already taking that bold step, and I just commend you for that. That's beautiful. So it's there. You are on the right track. Keep following it, and just know that at any moment you can heal it, be done with it, let it go, and also reap the all the positive benefits of that lifetime. So that's wonderful. I'm thrilled for you.
This is definitely confirmation from the angels, because
yes,
I was about what's going on with me, and I can't put my finger on it. And then I question, well, is it something in this lifetime? I've got some things that have occurred, but I also know it could have been from the past lifetime.
Right,
so
right.
So the angels have answered the question that it is more past lifetime.
It's past. It's affecting. Past life, you know, past life, other life, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is. And you're on the right track. So trust your instincts. They're right on target. You know, I get chills when I think about that you're already planning on going there, because that's just like affirmation, affirmation, affirmation. You are on the right track. Don't doubt yourself. Just go. Be thrilled, be healed. It's beautiful. So keep listening to those angels. You're listening really well. And, you know, that they just wanted
really
to give
well.
You that yes, yes, yes. And we need that sometimes, because we live in this world of doubt. So sometimes you feel so on and so connected and like, I really feel like I'm being guided this way. And then you get in the moments of life and all that, and it's like, what am I thinking? That's just, maybe, you know, is that just, but no, you are on the right track. So I'm so glad you called. And even though you weren't looking for a reading, I'm glad that came up and you're on the right track. So you just keep going. Okay.
Well, you know, the angels, they do things like, you know, when you're willing and follow, you'll end up where you're supposed to be.
Absolutely. And our ego gets in the way sometimes. I know mine does, and we, and doubts. And so I think it's so wonderful when they make sure they get through to you to tell you, yes, 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 you're on the right track. It's really sort of like a choir of angels, like celebrating. You know, and they want to make sure that you're aware that they're celebrating with you and they're there with you.
They okay? are wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
You just keep listening because you're hearing and you're good at discerning what to do. So don't let doubt creep in because you've got it. You're there. So just keep
That's
following.
That's just staying in that place.
It is. It is. Yeah. Well, like I always say, you know, I mean, we're bombarded with things that tell us that's all ridiculous. And so you just keep believing, keep following.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You have
Thank
a very
you.
Blessed day.
Listen. You okay. too.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Ah, that was lovely. Oh, I just love it when people are in that level of discernment and I get to be the vessel for that angel love and angel joy, and seriously, like a choir of angels saying yes, hallelujah, and I get to feel those chills. And when someone is on that right path and has the courage to follow it, that's just beautiful. Okay, next call. Our call-in number is 347-633-9823. The next call on the line is 831, and you'll be live in just a few seconds.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it didn't give me your unmuted.
Oh, it didn't. Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's changed. Hey, everything to do with electronics for me lately has gotten all crazy, so maybe
I
that part changed.
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, hi.
Hi, and so many blessed things have happened in my life. Manifested a husband.
I hope it's a good one.
He is. He just shares in my weirdness. We're so compatible. It's unbelievable. And we're in the process of buying a house.
Okay.
And I was, at the time of finding this perfect house, I was about to start a new career, my own business, and having difficulty with the ex-husband in some things. I just wanted to know what the angels have for us.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you the images I was seeing as you were speaking, and I was trying to write down as you were talking. I saw a flower pot, like a terracotta flower pot with some flowers in it, but it drops and it breaks. And so the pieces are there, and I feel like there was something that just felt crushing and devastating to you. Now, as you kept talking, it made sense to me because you have ex relationship issues. I take it that that probably felt devastating
yes.
at the time, right? Okay, yes. So I saw this pot falling and breaking, but then I saw it all back together again with way more flowers. And so I would take that as, to you, an affirmation to let go of that pain because it was devastating. Now, you asked about conflict with that. I'm going to try to
what... For example, he won't sign papers for passports for our children so I can
okay.
take them on a 7-day cruise. And I would just love to show them what travel is all about.
Okay. Let's see if I can get anything on that. Well, the first thing I get is that if you can't do a cruise, do domestic travel. You can still show them travel without a cruise. Let's see what... I'm trying to feel where he's coming from and why. Do you have any other conflicts lingering with him? settlement
issues. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And without, you know, I have to go into great detail, but if you can give me just a kind of a little bit of a rundown, are you guys in dispute over property or child support, whatever?
Some of it is property. Some of it is medical bills that he refuses to pay for the kids. But I've managed the last 10 years without him. And then my current husband, the husband, has picked up a lot of the tab. So
okay. And
I
is that,
maybe
does
a little
he do
bit
that willingly?
Willingly,
he does. Okay. I get the feeling you're going to be fine either way, that the settlement with your ex is, you know, that's really the issue about the passports, I think, is using that as leverage. But I feel like, I feel like you're going to be okay financially, that there is some sort of resolution you can come to with your ex-husband. I actually feel like, you know, like when we're speaking about this, it kind of, you know, comes across at first like, well, he's just a jerk I feel like he's had some financial struggles and maybe he wants to do the right thing, but he's scared about his own struggles. Has he had some difficulty himself?
Well, he refuses to work.
Okay. You have no idea what a parallel I'm living in sometimes with calls.
We'll talk.
Okay, so there's something there with him about fear and so bitterness. You can only be responsible for your energy and your choices. I'm pausing because I can't get the right words, but there's something there that and I don't want to say it too fast where I'm saying the wrong thing.
But it might
he is
the right thing
in fear and bitterness.
Yes.
Oh, I know now what will help you right now, you know, because I say how these readings are for what is your best step now for your spiritual growth. And this actually, even though it's an ex-marital kind of thing, it has a lot to do with spiritual growth and cutting away from it. Have you ever done cord cutting?
Yes, many a times. Yes.
Okay. I feel like right now there may be a window, whether it's because this has escalated or just a window, maybe energetically, maybe the universe is providing a window. The planets are aligned the right way. If I would focus on cutting cords with him, releasing him in love, releasing yourself, and when you do it, it's really important to try to go to the place of seeing it through God's eyes, seeing the wholeness of the other person, seeing their beauty, seeing the beauty of the relationship, even though it's past and even though it didn't last forever, it didn't need to, wasn't intended to, but we get stuck in those kind of dynamics and that thinking. If you go to that place of love and you do some cord cutting, I think you're going to feel some real relief. At least there's a window where he may be more receptive to it in his spirit sense, in his soul. His soul may be aching for it. Now, whether or not his ego will stay at it, but I feel like there's a window right now that has to do with the universe and the alignment, and the universe is lining things up. So do it with complete earnestness and surround it in love, and you're releasing yourself at the same time. Any guilt?
Yeah.
Anything, you know, any regrets, any guilt, anything about your children, like, oh, I wish I could have made this work, any of that, it's all perfect. Now, if you can look at it as it's all perfect, I want to release both of us from this. I want to release both of us from the guilt, from the regret, from whatever fears we have. I want us both to be happy and whole, and I mean that sincerely. And you also have to know that you can't be responsible for taking care of him. Not anymore. Right. And guilt sometimes makes us do that. So, and so you do it from somewhat from love, but when it's from guilt, then it's not really love, it's fear. So just love him, but don't feel responsibility for him. He has the ability to make it on his own. And, but what it really is more is releasing your spirit and your soul and both of you and doing it in love and peace and without animosity. Now, I will tell you, I have done cord cutting with someone or for someone before, and it was on a similar situation to this, and he was so ready and so sincere that I knew he was going to get some results. And he emailed me within, I mean, like an hour. His ex-wife that he had been in years of conflict with, and she had worked it in their divorce, that she had put some clause in there. It kind of sneaked it in, I suppose. It was how it was, that where she had moving forward, like rights and royalties, because he was a creative genius and with electronics and computers and all that, and he had some, I guess, I don't know if they're called inventions in the computer world, but
right.
That,
yeah,
and she had parts of his that intellectual property is what it was, and
right.
And it kind of got sneaked through, and so she really was like almost in control of his company for years, and it was really a difficult situation for him, and a really sweet man, and within about an hour, because he was in South Africa, he emailed me, and she had called him and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't feel right. I'm going to sign papers to let go of that control of your business, because he had also paid a nice settlement to her and all that, and she was fine. She had plenty of money.
Right.
And he didn't even do anything.
Wow.
He didn't call her. She called. Now, I have this feeling that sort of moment is a possibility for you. So I want you to believe in that. It may not happen exactly like that. It may not happen that fast, but it may, and understand the power of what it really comes to is, are you, Lisa, willing to cut away from it? Are you willing to heal yourself and have zero guilt and move on and know that you're both prepared to be beautiful light, but that the detachment is necessary? If you're 100% willing, it is there for you. And that's where, when we get ourselves in the right place, other people kind of just move right along with us. And maybe their soul is aching for that too. But until one of us makes
you
move,
you have to be the one to make that.
Yeah, and when you do, he may be just waiting for it too. Know that that's a possibility, but even more importantly from that, regardless of his reaction, set yourself free.
Yes, I agree.
And I feel it for you. I feel that you are so ready and that you are going to be free of it. I hope and I pray that he has the courage to be free of it too, because it's a moment for him too. You're the one taking the action. It gives you both that element of freedom and that possibility. But you have to be sincere in cutting that cord. And I think you are.
Oh, no, I am. I'm totally prepared for that. I've been practicing that for a long time now. But
okay.
I'm
getting so many chills
that you just
I can't
gave
even
me.
Describe it. I can't. in fact, I'm so thrilled about this, and I feel if you would like me to later today, I will also sort of help you cut those cords. Basically, it'll just mean I'm in prayer with you, and I'm going through that motion with you if you'll release that way, because I think it's tremendous.
Please,
for you.
The more energy like this is greatly appreciated.
Okay,
but
and I asked
just
that,
needed one question.
Okay, sure, you go right ahead.
We are in the process of the loan for the new house, and my credit is not worse, but not the best, and his is phenomenal. But there's one little glitch. I keep seeing the number 8. Does that mean 8 weeks we will be moving?
8. Okay, what I wrote down is there may be another option if you're not getting it with this. Are you in the midst of it with the lender or right now?
Right, we just need to get the pre-qualification.
Okay. I feel like it's going to go through for you. Actually, I feel like maybe this cord cutting is part of it. I'm not sure about the 8. I'm going to just pause here and try to be silent and see if anything comes. I don't know what, in other words, I just don't know what it means for sure. And if you're feeling it, there must be some significance. I'm not sure exactly what it means. Let's see. I'm just trying to be blank and see if anything comes through. Because I was seeing it, and I don't know if this is relation to a bank logo or something, but I was seeing something that was kind of like a logo that had a really basic geometric red shape of a house on it. So I don't know your bank or if that's anything about
the
logo.
That's the real estate. That's the realtor. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I was seeing that, and I was feeling very positive about it going through.
Yes.
That's funny. I feel like it's going to go through. There may be a couple of glitches. I feel like your realtor is going to have some answers or some hand-holding possibly, and maybe that's why I saw their little red house. Just keep the faith and keep at it, and if you have to make a couple zigzags, be willing to do it. It feels like it's going to work out, though, and especially I just feel like this cord cutting has a lot to do with many things working out and lining up, and you just being able to be happy and have your peace and everybody around you be happy. So
good.
Okay.
So I should hold off on starting my own business then.
I'm getting now, and this is funny to me. This is how angels are sometimes. It's like, just focus on this.
Okay.
I'm not getting anything either way. Hold off. It's like, this is enough message for now. Just focus on this.
Okay.
It's kind of funny and sweet. And so when they're done, they're done. I'm telling you. No more messages
right now.
I love
them for being
fine.
There.
Don't be distracted.
Nope.
But I'm also hearing at the same time, do this cord cutting. It will affect every single thing in your life. And it is adamant.
I am ready.
Okay. You focus
ready.
On that, girl, and everything else is going to become clearer and things
are
going to flow.
Well, I appreciate your power and your faith and the confirmations. Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Thank you for calling. That's lovely. I both of these calls have been great. So you have a blessed day, and later today I'm going to get in my zone and do some cord cutting with you, and I'm going to Archangel Michael's going to come in with his powerful sword, and I want you to visualize that too. And this is so huge for you. It's I can't even put it in words. It's huge, huge. So you just mean it and release yourself. Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Whoo! Wow. Both of those calls really just got me on a big time level, chills all over. That's what spirit will do when you trust and follow and watch for the signs. It's so powerful, so amazing. And I know that so many of you are getting signs and nudges from angels. Today, this is an angel show. They're all over the place. I've had other shows where felt like Jesus wanting to come through and the message. This is clearly an angel show, and I mean hosts of angels, so many. And during those calls, I think they made it evident their ability to communicate if we're willing to listen. So I know that so many of you are getting those nudges and getting those calls, whether calls from angels to open up and that they're going to walk with you, whether it's from songs, from phrases, from numbers that you see repeatedly. 1111 is a big awakening number. You may see it on your digital clock all the time. And 444 means angels are present. And Doreen Virtue did a wonderful little book that she allowed herself to be that vessel for these number messages. And when I was in my early awakening stage, I found that book and I just said a prayer and asked the angels. I said, yes, just use this to help communicate with me. And so if I see a number repeatedly on license plates or phone numbers, and somehow they have a way of making things jump out at you. And if I see something like 157 and I was seeing it a lot, I would use that book to go look up the message. And it's a really good kind of tool. Anything like that, you give them avenues to communicate, and you're willing, they will find ways to get messages through to you. And even if it's just a message of letting you know that they're here and they're talking to you and they're with you and they're talking to your soul, your spirit, your higher self, they'll be there if you allow them. And another way that they've talked to me a whole lot is through songs. Hearing the same song that was about angels calling over and over. You know, I would get in my car, turn on the radio, and every time I got in my car, I would hear certain songs that had to do with angels calling. And so if you open the avenues and you ask for it, I promise you, you'll get communication, and the communication becomes an affirmation, and then you're ready to receive their wisdom, their guidance, their love, their support. And I'm telling you, when you do, it's the most fabulous thing that you could ever encounter, because it's you returning to your true light self, your God self. It's phenomenal. So, okay, I don't really read things usually on this show, but it's... Excuse me, I had to take a little water break there. I'm going to read an excerpt from my book, and I got my book, Setting God Free, had that right, I don't know, a minute before the show was about to start. I ran up and got it and just had that moment of holding it in my hands and opening it to a certain segment, and it's so appropriate for how this show has shaped up that when I opened it, I felt like, oh, you need to read this on the show today. And I don't usually like reading long, you know, it's not long, but, you know, somewhat lengthy things on the show, because I think that can get boring for the listener. But I also feel like maybe it's important for people to hear. And I've also been told that, so I'm thinking about doing the book in audio form, because I've been told sometimes that something about the vibration of my voice is helpful to them. So when they listen to the radio show, there's something about the voice. And even several people have told me how their animals come over and get near the speaker, or which is very cool. I think animals sense things. They know when angels are present. And I'm not saying I'm the angel. I'm saying I'm letting that come through me. I'm going to read this chapter. It's a short chapter, very short. I wrote the book that way, or at least I'm going to read part of it. And if I get direction to stop, I'm going to stop, but for some reason I feel like it will be beneficial to someone out there, maybe more than one. And then I'm going to come back. I've got another call holding, and I'm going to take that call, but I just feel very pushed to read this. This chapter in my book, Setting God Free, which is available on Amazon, is called Angels Will Guide You If You Ask. And it starts off with a quote from St. Francis de Sales. Make yourself familiar with the angels and behold them frequently in spirit, for without being seen, they are present with you. During my own spiritual awakening, I could feel the presence of angels, and I began to have vivid dreams where angels were teaching me. At first, I was hesitant to believe it was anything more than a dream, but as I heeded their messages, I was led on a path to so much more, with signs and occurrences helping me find my way. I have been asked by a few curious people why we have angels and what is the purpose of angels in our lives. Most people do not understand that angels are there to help us and serve us, but unless it is a critical situation about our lives or our divine plan where we have given them advance permission to intervene, they cannot step in to help us unless we ask. We have free will, and they are not able to intervene in our choices unless we seek their assistance. Some of my friends have also asked why we would need angels if we have God. That is a reasonable question, especially given that our religions have sometimes diminished angels or painted a picture where the idea of turning to any other sources for anything is somehow diminishing God or putting other gods before him. Our religions only want us to seek God through them or through their means, so it is ironic that anyone in religion would think that relying on angels for assistance is failing to acknowledge God, but relying on the religious leader is not. We are taught not to seek other avenues toward holiness, which is unfortunate because angels offer us a path to God, helping us along our journey to find our wholeness so that we can truly be one with God in a deeper, more personal way. Knowing how much angels can help us, as I do, it saddens me that we do not call on them more. It is their purpose to help us, and we are thwarting that purpose. So how or when did angels become less in the eyes of religious followers? In the year A.D. 745, the Catholic Church under Pope Zachary became concerned that the public was connecting too much with angels and relying on them for their connection to God. Obviously, if congregants connect with God through angels, it diminishes the need for the church. So Pope Zachary took steps to extinguish the importance of angels. In particular, he demoted Archangel Uriel and called together a council which denounced all the angels who were not specifically named in the chosen scriptures. Archangel Uriel, whose name means light of God, and who is considered by many to perhaps be the angel closest to God, was denounced from the church. In some cases, artwork of Archangel Uriel was removed from churches following this denouncement. It was the church's fear of losing its own importance and stature, its own ego needs, that cut angels out of our lives, or at least diminish their acceptance in the public's eyes. We have to remember that religion is a powerful force, and there have been powerful men at its helm who may not have had the clarity they needed or may have gotten caught up in the power that they had gained. Some of the shifts and changes over the years, or the foundation, can be of men and not entirely of God, whether intentionally or simply a product of the times and the social or political structure. And while Protestant churches may not have been responsible for such a plotted extinction of angels, none has brought back angels into their full glory or purpose, and many will remain skeptical or even leery of anyone who has experiences with angels in any way other than saving them from physical harm or as a guardian, and particularly if the angel guides in a way that is not in lockstep with the church's preferences or expectations. It is estimated that over 80% of people, no matter what religion, believe in angels, and many have had actual experiences with angels, yet we still do not communicate with them, listen to them, or allow them to help us see from a higher perspective as much as we should. Those who talk to and communicate with angels often do so quietly without telling anyone because of fear of being mocked or challenged. I see angels as an aspect of the divine. The presence of God is so pure, strong, and of high frequency that we may not be prepared to connect with it in its full glory for extended lengths of time. Angels are each element of that pure force, allowing us a way to experience it on a smaller scale, yet still incredibly powerful. By connecting with angels, we prepare ourselves to truly connect with God, with the source of all that is. I liken it to astronauts having to readjust to the Earth's atmosphere on their return from space. We must readjust to God's magnificence on our return to Him. Angels' guidance and support shows the way to our divine purpose, leads us on a better path, helps us correct ourselves on our journey so that we can find our higher selves, our souls, and live out what we came here to do rather than just living the scripted, robotic lives that society has prescribed. This return to our true selves and our true purpose thereby returns us to oneness with God. By ignoring angels and not calling on them, we ignore our own plan and ignore our own soul's longing to remember our oneness with each other and with the divine. The more we, as individuals, call on angels and rely on them for guidance, rather than on worldly or human direction alone, the closer we all become to a better world. The more of us who regularly call angels to earth, the more intense, high-powered light we will invite to heal our collective wounds. Ask your angels for help. Ask them to speak to you, and you will feel their presence. It may be in direct voices from them. It may be in synchronistic events. It may be in pertinent phrases from the lips of others or repeated song lyrics. They are messengers for God, couriers of love and protection. If you are open to messages from your angels and ask, you will begin to hear them. It may not always be what you want to hear, but it will always be for your ultimate highest good and for getting you on the most direct path to your divine purpose. Miracles will begin to occur in your life and around you once you make this step to reconnect. You will feel a sense of being an integral part of something greater than yourself and will begin to have clarity about things in your life. Talk to angels and ask them for help. They will rejoice and will be there to guide you. And that, my friends, is a great truth. As I read that last sentence, I got these chills again. And both of these calls were people that are listening to their angels. You can do it. We all can. They are there for us. They want to guide us. They want to help us heal. They want to help us be whole, because we are the earth angels. If we just remember it, we are the light. Each and every one of us, and every one of us that has the courage to live it and be it, speak to angels, speak to spirit, let that be your guide more than the worldly so-called knowledge that's minuscule compared to the heavenly knowledge. If you do that, you're becoming the earth angel. You're bringing that light to this earth, and it's needed. There is nothing that light can't heal, fix, cure. We stay stuck in our worldly problems because we stay stuck in the same solutions and battling each other. Turn to angels. Turn to spirit. You'll become the light bringer that can help change the world. I promise you, we're all called. We have to answer. We have to answer. If you're listening to this show, you're called. Please answer. Please follow. They are there. They're pleading to get through in any way that they can. Beautiful, beautiful space to be. I just feel thousands and thousands of angels with us today. It's a reminder to me to rely on them more, too. Okay. All right, we've got a couple more calls that I'm going to take, and that'll probably wrap up the show. I think we've got time for them. The first one, thank you so much for holding. It's area code 210, and I thought that Blog Talk would give you the unmuted reminder that you're live, but if it doesn't, we'll just figure it out.
Hello.
210. Hello.
Hello, this is Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl.
Hello.
Okay, have I spoken to you before?
I don't think so. I've listened to
okay.
your show a few times now, and I love nothing more than the discussion of talking with angels and connecting spiritually. I give them permission. They're part of my life. I just don't always know that I'm in tune, but I'm beginning to have faith and accept what I'm hearing more and more, and I was just calling for your suggestions.
Okay. First off, your name really stands out to me, and it feels like that your name itself is a message. So I think of the pearl and how it's formed, and it forms through the grit and the friction in the shell, and that's what makes the beautiful pearl. And so do you feel like your life has had a lot of that friction, or, the sand irritating under the skin or something, like what forms a pearl? Do you feel like you've had some of that or a lot of that?
Well, definitely, I've definitely worked through many challenges. I think I'm probably harder on myself than I need to be, and that's just who I am. I just have to learn how to work through that.
Okay. I'm pausing because I do this to get the right words, and there's something there, and I want to let it form rather than my mouth just blurting something out. I feel very much like it is about the message of the pearl and allowing the friction, but understanding that that is the beauty of it. And so you are pearl. You are beautiful. Pearl is one of the most precious ornaments, or I don't know if it's classified as a gem, or in our world. It's considered rare and so beautiful. And that's the message to you right now. You've had friction. You've had that struggle that felt like irritation, but you are the pearl. You are the light. And all you have to do is be it. And I feel like there have been some avenues that angels have been trying to communicate with you, and you're getting some of them. There is another avenue, and I'm waiting here because I want to make you aware of it. Okay, songs are one or are going to be one, like I was just talking about a minute ago. There's another. Oh, color. Color is going to be also a way that angels communicate with you, at least right now in the current. If you find yourself seeing a color or color jumping out at you a lot, I think it's going to relate to the corresponding chakra. Are you familiar with chakras?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And you're the second person who's told me about color in two
okay.
days. So,
okay.
So
well,
right on track.
See, that's what I mean. They're trying to open you up to be aware. They're already communicating with you that way, and they're just trying to get your attention so that you understand it's not coincidence. It's them communicating with you. So, So when you see certain colors that jump out or repeatedly, and you don't even have to go looking for it. It's going to be probably comical how. You know, how much it will happen. So, for instance, if you see yellow, then look to the corresponding chakra, solar plexus, and do some meditations on it. And then this is a big one. Are you seeing any certain color yet, much?
No, but I was running Reiki on a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Who was, and what spirit's been, what I've been visualizing lately was, you know, I'll focus in on the person's body and then I'll run their chakras from like a candy cane from their tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
It curls around to the front to the chest bone plate. And I saw a red and white candy cane to line the chakra this time. And I thought, that's interesting. I haven't seen that before.
Okay. Well, and that's coming through Reiki for you, which is awesome. And you're getting messages in lots of different ways. I would go red and white. I would go to both. That would be, let's see, root and, that would be the from your feet, your root chakra, all the way up to your crown. And integrating the two, I think, is what the red and white stripe means. That strengthen the root, and you will automatically help strengthen the crown. That maybe there's something about the root that is a little off balance. So that will help you find balance sort of from head to toe in a chakra sense. But as you were talking about that, I also got, and in this funny way that angels will do it too, like, well, yeah, chakras, but it's really more about angels because they all have their ray of color. And so when you begin to see some of these colors, also related to corresponding angels and their rays of light. And there's a lot of information out there about who has what ray of light. So it's very easy for you to look up and read about and begin to get messages that way from them, like what archangel is with you and what that corresponds to, what strength that archangel is trying to bring out in you. So between the chakras and the angels, I think you're going to get a lot of messages through color. And I just love it that someone else said that to you. What did you say yesterday, in the last couple of days?
Well, that was just running energy on her because she was studying, doing a lot of studying.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But I'm impressed to tell you about this dream I had last night. And I don't remember dreams very often. But I woke up and I thought, oh, my gosh, what does that mean? I saw Jackie Kennedy bending over her husband's body in a coffin, and she had on a violet suit. And then I saw her son, you know, we all have a salute with his, but I just saw her standing next to him. But the salute wasn't included. It was just her standing next to him.
That image that we have when he was little, making salute.
Yes, but she was in this violet suit, and it was just a side view of him in the casket. I haven't seen this lately. I haven't thought of it lately. I don't know what it means.
Okay. Well, I think the violet is significant. So let's see. What could Jackie Kennedy and John Jr. That's one for you to explore, what that might mean. They are sort of power symbols, power and abundance symbols. So maybe it has to do with your own, I think spirits like that have passed on like that can communicate with us, and I think it's sort of like their job in heaven or whatever you want to call it, that's sort of what they do, and they may be bringing you some kind of message that I think will come to you. It seems to me that it is something to do with your own power and abundance, and that makes sense now with the candy cane. Oh, it makes total sense to me. I don't know if it will to you. The candy cane, you know, the red, the root chakra has to do with our feelings of abundance and feeling secure that way. And then, you know, the white, the divine, the crown is our power, our highest self, our connection that way. And so I think that you're coming to some peaceful feeling about your own abundance, and that the universe always provides, and you have abundance on its way, you know, always there, and you have massive abundance because they sort of represent that. I think that somehow is the message, so I want you to just explore that and take it deeper and maybe do some mantras and some affirmations about the abundance and also opening up your own divine connection. I think it's something to do with that. Your great, your highest power and connecting that way, which would be the white, and the red being the root, accepting abundance and being prepared for it, or willing, you know, to release any doubts you have about it. So it feels like to me that is the message. And then violet, I would explore violet and the connection to angels, because that stands out as significant to me as well. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes, I'm putting it. I'll put it together when I listen to an archive too. But
okay.
what would a mantra sound like? With what you're referring to?
Well, Abraham Hicks has a lot of mantras about abundance. Just, I am open to abundance from the universe, and I feel completely secure. You know, that kind of thing. Any, you know, that you're affirming that abundance is there and you're willing to receive it. And a lot of us have blocks about abundance. I think I do, you know. And so it's a reminder to you that you're always taken care of. There is abundance for you. And so anything like that you can find and say, you can even look up, you know, online, Google something like abundance affirmation, and clearing that chakra and focusing on that and turning to your angels. Whenever it comes up like this to me, it always feels like that's the immediate thing that's going to open doors for you spiritually. And we don't always think of abundance, you know, opening spiritual doors, but it does, because it can give us peace of mind, and that we don't worry about that anymore. So that's what it feels like to me. And I think if you'll do that and pay attention to colors that you're seeing, the colors are going to lead you into chakras and also angels, and it's just going to all fall together in that way, because they're really good at, if you're listening, they're really good at making sure they keep giving you messages that make it very clear. So just keep listening.
I'm so interested in all this, and every once in a while I'll tell my ego, now you just have to sit down now. I want to make sure my message is clear.
I do that too. I use the ego, get behind me, you know, and it works. Sometimes I need to use it more often, but yeah, that's great. Just keep doing that, and I think the way you're remembering dreams are a great way to get messages. When you remember them, and you don't normally remember them, they're very important. So, and go on Amazon, read the excerpt of my book, because I think there may be things that your past, you know, maybe similar as you begin to open up. And it is just I think it's a good guide. I know people have told me that it helped them see ways to open up just in their everyday lives. So, and how spirit can step in that way, in a big way. So, I don't want to rush you, but, you know, rush to end the call, but there is one more caller that's been waiting, and I want to make sure I get to that person. So you have a fabulous
day. Thank you very much. Do you have a website?
I'm working on redoing my main website. That's my name. But if you go on Facebook and go to my Seeing Miracles Every Day fan page, that's where I communicate mostly and where I announce shows coming up. Also go to angelstouchtherapy.com, because that's my old site. I'm reworking it, but there's a lot of info there on some healing touch type classes I'm doing. And if you already do Reiki, you might want to join in that. So angelstouchtherapy.com, and on Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day.
Okay.
You like that. Okay.
It might be helpful to put the link on your BTR page.
I thought I did, but I will go back and do that if I haven't. So I will definitely do that. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your words, and I'll follow your recommendations.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Going to squeeze in this last call from area code 678.
Hi, it's Kelly. How are you?
Hi. Did you say Kelly or Kaylee?
Yes, Kelly.
Kelly, okay. I am fine today. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing great. Is it appropriate to add something to us? Because I was just kind of getting a message with the last caller.
Oh,
is it
okay? Sure, sure. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes here.
Okay,
so
I'm just going to stick it in, because I got it really strongly when you were receiving.
Uh-huh.
It's the divine power to the feminine, and the Jackie Kennedy is kind of like
high-powered. Yes.
Well, so it's like to concentrate on that she's safe to be, you know, the feminine divine.
Oh,
she's been suppressing,
yes.
I think.
I think that's beautiful, and I bet Pearl is listening, and we'll get that Pearl of Wisdom there.
I just had to throw that in.
And
I'm
so glad to say that, too, because the shift right now has a whole lot to do with divine feminine, and that has zero to do with gender, I think. It's about balancing the loving, nurturing in each of us, male and female. It's not about who's, women are better. It has nothing to do with that. That's ego stepping into it. It's about all of us becoming more nurturing. So that's a fabulous message. I'm so glad you shared that.
Thank you so much for sharing that article. An article that you were reading?
It was from my book. It was a chapter.
Oh, okay.
My book is Setting God Free. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and Amazon has a Kindle edition, too. It's only 99 cents. But, if you want to go on there, and you can read an excerpt on Amazon, the beginning of the book.
Okay. It was so imprinted by the angels. You know, the energy was incredible. So I was having the goosebumps right with you.
Like I said, I don't really like to read on the radio show much, but boy, were they telling me, just read it. Just read it.
Yeah, it was really good. So thank you for that. And what I have been having is I have this energy around me. It's really weird because I can usually integrate and feel what it is. But there's like this energy like that's around me. And it feels angelic, but I keep on hearing, the only card that I hear is like soul contract. And I was just wanting another perspective of what's that all about.
Okay. What I saw for you at the very beginning was a shovel and digging a hole. Except when I wrote digging a hole, I wrote it wrong. I wrote it like W-H-O-L-E. And so then I scratched out the hole, you know, like correcting myself. And then I went, no, it's, or what I was hearing was, no, it's both hole, H-O-L-E, and W-H-O-L-E. There's something about digging a hole, which is sort of like, you know, when you're digging a hole, it's sort of like you're making something worse, but that there is a path to being whole if you can just discover the hole you're digging and stop digging it. So now I need you to go back to what was that last bit of your question? There was
because this summer, I've been just compelled to start digging. So this is really funny because of the words. I've been digging, and I'm in Georgia, so there's a lot of red clay around here.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, a lot of information that's coming up about the clay itself. And, you know, putting a magnetic electric field because it blocks all of the other energies around you, even radiation, they say.
Oh,
my guys were telling me. So I was learning as I was just allowing myself to do something weird, you know. I was just compelled to start digging, and I got a lot of information, so I'm wondering if there's some of that.
The digging the hole then, and I was saying that's a path to wholeness. you're already finding that because you're finding wisdom in the dirt. Now, I feel like as I say that there is something that it relates to, like maybe metaphorically, like don't get stuck in that hole, don't dig in that hole. Is there anything that comes to mind? Is there one single thing that seems to cause you, like, the setbacks where you feel like you're on the path and then wham? Is there one thing that you can think of?
I don't know. I mean, well,
seems like to
the
me
one
it
thing
relates
that happens,
to
the one, here, let me tell you, yeah, one thing that is happening is, like, I work with people and I work on beliefs, you know, healing. I do the heal your whole life thing. And so I've noticed that when I, you know, because I love doing that. I mean, I just love that.
I feel your energy and excitement about it.
Yeah, so when I'm doing that, when I'm working with something, it's like the people come in and then they leave, and it's like I'm so excited, I want to continue and work, you know, let's do some more, you know, and and they tend to pull back a little bit. So I've been confused lately with the pulling back. Part of it feels like it's, you know, giving them time to integrate, but I don't know, my excitement, I get a little bit disappointed, and I'm trying to work on that.
Okay. Well, no, the excitement is good. I feel your energy. I feel the excitement. I feel your light. And I feel like sometimes when you're digging in the dirt, do you ever get like a feeling like about healing, like put dirt on it? Have you ever gotten that sort of like just
strange kind of follow that?
Because even as wacky as it sounds, you're being spoken to, and there must be something in that dirt around you that has, you know, that is beneficial. And, you know, think about Native Americans and how, you know, I mean, they used to be guided by that kind of thing. So I want you to follow that. I do think that there is something you could do that somehow is, I don't want to say block is too strong of a word, but about that something about a hole that you fall into, or, and it feels like to me it has something to do with a mother figure, maybe past life, maybe current life, but, and it's not anything major, it's just something that, some kind of glitch that you maybe keep dropping into and then you have to climb out of, and, but, so if you can, is there anything that makes sense about that?
Sort of, yes. I do have a mother that has been controlling, and I've been working with her on this slowly but surely, and she can glitch me out on that.
Okay, well, then that makes perfect sense. And it, like I said, it doesn't sound like it's something major, but it is a you fall in the hole because, you know, so some detachment there, spiritual detachment, like cord cutting, like may be helpful, cord cutting in love, and where you don't have whatever is lingering there that might be, you know, yanking you a little bit backward. But it is that digging is your path to wholeness. I got that right off, and so focus on whatever it is that might need healing with that mother, and it's all in a beautiful, loving way. It's not about guilt or fault or blame or anything. It's just
right.
you need to cut free from something there. But you're on your way, the path to wholeness, and it's lovely, and you've been listening well. And we're about to run out of time, so I don't want to, but
okay.
I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you. And, okay,
thank
and
you so
go on my Seeing Miracles page on Facebook and like that, and I hope you stay connected, because I have a feeling you may have something else that you want to call back in for sometime and refresh me. So okay,
yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much. It's been
thank
a pleasure.
You. All right,
thank
have
you. You too. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay, we're running out of time here. It's been a great show. I thank all those that called and all those that listen. And remember that messages are for more than one person many times. When I give these messages to other people, I almost always get some for myself. So whether you're listening live or you're listening in the archives, you will get messages if you are prepared for them, and you'll feel them, little hairs on the back of your neck, or you get chills. So be open to it and call on your angels. Until next time, bye-bye.